Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program. And in this section, we're going to talk to Andy. Had a lot of requests for information from Andy. We can't cover everything, but we're going to do the best we can. We're going to cover a couple different topics today. Andy, thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure, Milo.
First thing we want to follow up on, one thing that we said last week we'd cover, and that was Conflicker and Macintosh.
Right, the Conflicker worm turns out is not infecting Macintosh computers as a rule. It's targeted towards Microsoft and Windows because that's obviously the majority of the market.
Well, that answers that question. And someday I'll get the Conflicker named right. I always call it Conflicker, I think I call it. I don't know why I do that. Maybe I conflict with what it's supposed to be. You know, when you buy a computer, we talk about purchasing laptops and hard drives and desk units last week. And we talked about 250, 320 gigabytes. Understand now they're coming out with terabyte hard drives?
Blows me away, Milo. They've got laptops now with terabyte hard drives, or at least that's what's coming. Some companies have shown that it's completely feasible to have hard drives of 1 or 1.2 terabytes. It's not a very well-kept secret that news of laptops coming with 1 terabyte hard drives is being reported. This is big news, though, for those people who find that they want more memory and speed from their laptops. It'll allow them to run many higher-end programs and memory-heavy applications in a much better way.
A question I have is about heat. Do these generate any extra heat? I know the problem with the laptop is the heat that they generate. You can't put much of a fan in them, and that's why laptops are kind of confined to what they can do. Do these generate heat at all, or are they a different type of mechanism?
Well, Milo, most of that heat is produced by the processor and not the hard drive.
Right.
So, the fact that any hard drive will produce heat, they've already dealt with that problem, and making a bigger hard drive just has to do with more platters and more magnetic space than the heat and the friction. So the heat isn't really a problem with the hard drives.
All right. The other thing, I'm sure part of that is coming about because of movies. How many people are, you know, poor Blockbusters and all those places going out of business because people are downloading their movies and so much more is available to people that I think you'd be able to store quite a few movies on a
that's
terabyte.
One of the biggest reasons for the bigger hard drives. And these new, you know, hard drives and the laptops especially will have many more features and power-saving applications than the laptop computers that people are used to. While many people use their home computers exclusively for their work and entertainment, there are many more that use their laptops at work and at home, completely replacing their home personal computer as their main system.
I can remember the late 70s when I got my first Trash 80, TRS-80 machine. It was, 2K? And then I could get up to 4. It was really awesome then. I
mean, right. Those kilobytes were awesome.
Yes, it held an awful lot of information.
That was a Tandy, if I remember.
A Tandy, right.
Yeah.
TRS-80, Tandy. Good old Radio Shack computers.
Yes.
They're in museums now. A bot, B-O-T, is a term that some people know, some people don't know. And how does a bot affect your computer? And what is a bot?
Well, a bot is an important thing that a computer uses when on the internet. A bot is an application that works to run automated activities for maintenance and protection when the user is on the internet. There are some instances where bots can be dangerous.
Well, because one reason is they can take information from your computer, but a lot of times it's more a problem with companies. What I've found is that there isn't a process really too much of taking your private information. It can be off of your personal computer. But what's happening is people are hacking and getting into the Citibank things, or somebody loses their hard drive or they lose their computer and they get information that way. There's more being stolen by physical theft of information really than by electronic theft. Although there is a possibility out there, but I think people need to be more concerned about the companies that losing your hard drives and in transit, or somebody steals a computer, or somebody takes one out of the office and brings it home, as opposed to you're going online and then putting in a credit card number, and usually that's encrypted anyway, so it's well protected. But this is a concern, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a concern. It is a concern. And typically, bots perform tasks that are both simple and structurally repetitive. And they perform it at a much higher rate than would be possible for a human. The biggest use of bots is in web spidering, in which automated script fetches, which analyzes and files information from web servers many times faster than a human could do. Each server can have a file containing rules for the spidering of that server that the bot is supposed to obey, and it can do pretty much anything that the programmer wants it to.
How do you tell if your computer is bot infected?
Well, you can tell by looking into the viruses and spam that you have in your computer. Making sure your computer is protected can help you avoid them. So only good bots that help with the computer processes will be on your computer. Make sure your viruses and spyware are completely updated.
And I know we can beat it to death, but you really need protection on your computer for just lots of reasons. For protecting it from an accidental virus that occurs and wipes out your hard drive or information on there.
It goes without saying, Milo, that internet is a great place, and it's an evil place at the same time. And if you're not protected against viruses and worms and spyware, it can really, really mess up your day.
I used to panic when they lose 2K off of your Tandy. Now you can lose a terabyte off of your computer. That's everything you've ever owned and then some.
Yep, without a doubt.
So a backup, another thing that people really should have is a backup drive and copy it. There's programs that will back up automatically. You can also go online and pay for a service that will back it up on their hard drive. The thing is that people will back it up on their hard drive next to their computer, and then there's a fire or a theft, and that's gone. So your backup doesn't do any good if it's in the same place. Companies back up 1,000 miles away, sometimes in different countries. So if there is a problem, they can always have access to it. And so you really need to back up things, but then give it to a friend, a neighbor, somebody else, so that you really have. And the thing I like is these little flash drives. I'll often put a lot of things on one of those and just put it someplace else, so I have bits of information all over the place, but I can pick it up once I lose it. That's what you panic about.
That's a good idea, Milo.
One last thing we'd like to cover, and that's the problem. Somebody says, what do they do with their old computer? They've got those big monitors that we don't see hardly anymore. You can pick up for 25 cents somewhere, but they're all flat screen. But people are getting rid of computers and electronic things, VCRs, VHS, what's that? Getting rid of all this stuff. What do they do with it?
It's tough because so many of these electronic devices that are so popular, they're outdated within a few years usually. And, people, rather than, upgrade them or that type of thing, which is sometimes hard to do, throw them away. You put it in the garbage and it ends up in a landfill. Well, there are places now that do recycle these components. They'll take these components for free because, the places that recycle them do, make money on it. There's actually a lot of gold and precious metals involved in the basics of a computer. So there are places that recycle them. You should look into it, in your neighborhood. I'm sure you can Google, e-waste is what they call it. And you can Google that and look for a recycler so your computer doesn't end up in a landfill.
You could also call your local government, whatever town you live in, the village hall, and they often have one or two days a year where they'll collect all these things, and then turn they sell them and they make money off of it. And like you said, there's a lot of good stuff in there that people save and keep and recycle.
Yes, without a doubt.
People call it a tsunami of things just occurring as far as all these electronic things being wasted. But it's just something we all need to be concerned about and be careful about and make sure that you don't ruin the environment by throwing them in the trash. In fact, most places garbage men see it, they won't take the garbage away.
A lot of times that's the case.
Just want to quickly remind people to check out milosprosite.com. It's a great site to help you to find things, to get started with your internet business. The resource report is a great free thing to have. If you'd like to get information from us, it's milostalkzone@aol.com. And that's about it for today. Thanks to our engineer, Randy Meyer. And thanks to TalkZone.com, but especially thanks to you, our supportive listeners. We'll see you again next time. This is Milo saying so long, everybody.